This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After the hour, why do I start a sentence with and? I always taught my English students never start a sentence with but or and or I mean those three things. Never start a sentence with that. So here we have, ladies and gentlemen, the next step in human evolution, the DJV, the evolution of radio, the DJV experience, Doug, Jennifer, and Victoria, who, unlike some people listening to this program, even today have set their clocks ahead. Did you or did you not know that on the East Coast right now it is 7 and change past 6 o'clock, and in the Midwest it's a little after 5 o'clock, on the mountain states a little after 4, here on the East, on the West Coast, Jennifer and I both know it's a little after 3 o'clock in the morning to get things going. So the daylight savings time thing has become a ruse. There are a lot of states who opt out. There are a lot of countries. I think there's a big thing in Russia. Matter of fact, I saw this over the weekend, the Chinese and the Russians are manipulating time, and they're changing where it works in Mongolia, and I just don't understand why we do it at all. So we could follow Arizona.
Well, you're the farmer. I mean, you're the
reason. Well, it was originally started
right
to benefit agriculture, but it doesn't anymore. It just confuses everybody. It gets their biorhythms all in a twat, and it... What?
Today is the day, I wouldn't use that word, but today is the day that people die the most on the roads.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
People get longer sentences when they're in court today if they do something wrong. Today's just a tough day in general. It's horrible.
Grumpy day. And when you see the 18 inches of snow that is supposed to blow through Washington, New York, and Boston in the next 24 to 36 hours, it'll make people even grumpier. I have a prediction, though, Victoria.
Yes.
The weather has been wrong all winter.
I know.
And I'm betting you won't get anywhere near as much.
I hope not, because they're predicting they upped it from 12 to 15 inches. Now we're up to 20 inches.
Right.
So I hope not, because power outages, and it's just dangerous. So.
Yeah. All right. No.
And it's March. Like, hello. This would have been cute in January, but it's not cute in March.
March. In like, what is it, march in like a lion or out like a lion?
In like April, a lion, like out a like lamb. A lamb, right?
Yeah, something like that.
April showers bring May flowers bring pilgrims.
So there are, that's pretty funny.
Not heard that before. Ever? Is that an East Coast thing?
Yeah,
what do Mayflowers bring pilgrims?
April showers bring May flowers, but nothing about the pilgrims.
So why is it that Arizona and Hawaii don't have to follow daylight savings time and fiddle
smart
with their clocks? This started, by the way, yes, it was an agricultural benefit, World War I. It was called fast time during the wars, and no state could opt out. But then things changed. After World War II, the capital of Minnesota started daylight saving time 2 weeks before the city of Minneapolis did. So St. Paul on one side and Minneapolis on the other. And they were...
That's confusing.
That's like, well, but have you ever gone over the Hoover Dam? And this I used to go, when I used to own a lot of land in Arizona, I used to go over there four times a year, and I'd drive over the dam. And I couldn't remember what time of the year it was that the clocks were the same or different. So I was always late for the meetings that I was supposed to go to.
You're either really early or really late.
I was always, yes, right, exactly. So anyway, Congress passed the Uniform Time Act in 1966 to standardize daylight savings time, but you could exempt yourself if you wanted to. That is, if you're a state. So Arizona, with the exception of the Navajo Nation, doesn't mess with its clocks because of the heat. They want an extra hour of 100-plus degree temperatures during the summertime. And Hawaii opts out because it's closer to the equator, so the time of its sunrise and sunset doesn't change very much anyway, one way or another. So it's not a big deal. No biggie one way or the other. But I thought that was sort of an interesting reality. And it is. It fogs everybody up. Everybody's mind, I shouldn't say everybody's. Yesterday, I thought it was... When I'm here in California, my reality changes a bit because of the time I have to get up to do the program. So on the weekend, I normally sleep, not late, but 7, 8 o'clock. And then I'll normally stay up like a big boy and watch TV. I'll even see Blue Bloods, Jennifer, on Friday night before I go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, yeah,
sure.
Big time. So anyway.
Living crazy.
Yeah, it's a weird reality. It just is. It's a weird, strange kind of reality that doesn't seem to have much
I just find it harder to go to bed. I mean, I have to go to bed at like 7 with the 4-year-olds,
yeah, right.
Or 7 or 8. And so by the time it gets dark, I don't know, I find like yesterday it was hard for me to want to go to sleep.
Yeah, yeah. Me too.
Yeah, yeah, last night, yep. All right, so speaking of the tribes, et cetera, and putting people behind action, Judge James Boasberg, who is the district court judge in charge of the area where the pipeline is supposed to be built up in the Dakotas, he denied the last-ditch effort by the Sioux and the Standing Rock Sioux tribes to halt the flow of oil through the Dakota Access Pipeline. So the oil could be moving as soon as next week, because they've apparently put what they had to put into place to get the rest of the pipeline finished. So I find this disappointing. I find it troubling. I find it annoying. I find it stupid. I find it, I come up with any number of adjectives. It just doesn't seem to make any sense. So it's one of the things that when people are throwing rocks at the current administration, maybe that's a rock that needs to be thrown. Although, on the other side, so I like to balance the good and the bad. So there's a new fellow, there's a new FDA commissioner whose object lesson is to cut the price of drugs. And I thought it was interesting, there isn't much politics on this program, and I'm not a fan of Elijah Cummings, who's a Democratic congressman from, is it Maryland or Virginia?
He's from Maryland.
Maryland, okay. So apparently he went to visit Trump like 3 times last week, and they talked on the phone another half a dozen times. He and some other members of the committee in the House are working with Trump and his people, but Trump apparently is on this himself to cut the price of drugs for seniors and to try to negotiate some changes in the way the drugs are approved and made and when you can get generics and can we get drugs in from other countries. I find that kind of interesting. As outspoken as the two of them were about each other, is this just another example of politics being so much blah, blah, and in reality, when you want to get something done, you get to the table and you get it done? I see. I mean, when I first saw this, I thought to myself, wait a minute, they got the wrong guy. And I guess you could be talking about either one of them in terms of being Trump, because Trump has said that he wanted to do this. But to have Elijah Cummings as an ally here, it just goes to show you how foolish most politics is. It really is. Okay, so then you can ask this, Jennifer, why is McCain all over Trump? He just doesn't like him. I think that's what it is, more than anything else, don't you?
Well, yeah, John McCain has always been, labeled for a long time. He's been labeled a rhino, and he's, I think, got that label not necessarily, in part because of some of his beliefs, but I think because he challenges whomever the Republican leadership is at the moment. So
yeah.
I don't know. It's not a surprise. I mean, this is sort of what John McCain does. He and Lindsey Graham challenge whoever is running the Republican Party. And I don't know. I don't think it's also a stretch to say he's not a huge fan of Donald Trump. I mean, Trump was giving out Lindsey Graham's phone number. He was doing all kinds of crazy stuff on the campaign trail. And that's, that's John McCain told me.
Yeah, but he was suggesting that he was gay, too. That was very unsettling.
Really? No, not.
Absolutely, he was.
Well, I know that Lindsey Graham might be, but no. Trump was just—he just gave out his phone number. I don't remember him making a comment about his sexuality.
I think.
What did he say?
Did he add in for a good time call, Lindsey Graham?
I know.
I think.
What did he say, Dad?
Less than selection. Less than. Less than. What's the right word here? Less than subtle suggestions, and it may not have been from Trump himself, but people that were in that campaign. Anyway, that's another one of these sick sort of strange things. I was talking in the last hour about how television replicates the reality in part. I guess I was asking, Kara, whether it was television that replicated reality or reality replicated television, because there have been no fewer than three television programs this year focused on the presidency, and the president gets shot in all three of them. And so I'm just kind of wondering why that seems to be such a theme. There was a lot of subtle suggestion about that during the Obama years, and now certainly with Trump in there. I just think it's, I don't know what I think it is, whether it's dangerous, whether it's disrespectful, whether it's, I don't even like all of the, you know, the tradition of our country is to poke fun and to have fun with the presidents. Remember back to Jerry Ford and how much fun they had with them at SNL. But it wasn't mean-spirited. I feel a lot of the stuff that's around now, whether it's SNL or some of the other things that have come from Colbert or some of these other late-night clowns, is just mean-spirited. Am I the only one who thinks that?
No, I think you're right. I think it's just a tone of anger.
Yeah, angry.
But, you know, I think I was reading something over the weekend how it's been 50 days, right, of Trump's administration so far, and how, you know, there are some Republicans and there are, you know, a lot of Democrats and just people in general on the left. Everybody just needs a nap. I mean, this has been an exhausting 50 days. And I think if everybody could just take a breath and stop with the anger, stop with the meanness, and start looking at the good in everybody, I think it would just make life a lot easier. And I really think that's kind of what we all need to do now, is just enough with it. Let him do what he needs to do. If he goes after the drug companies and lowers prescription drug costs, there are a lot of things. You know, look, I think that I had a discussion with a friend of mine who's a huge Trump supporter over the weekend, and we reached a really...
How'd that go?
Well, he's one of my best friends, so it's we've talked about... He's been a Trump supporter from the very beginning, before anyone thought Trump could win. He's been on Trump's bandwagon. And, you know, I mean, the truth is, there are a lot of things that people wanted from Bernie Sanders that Trump also
Trump's
wants.
Doing. Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, I think that we just, like, enough is enough. I'm sick of it. I think everybody just needs to just take a beat. Let's try to work together.
I'll tell you this. Remind me in the next hour or at some point. I broke up a fight in the Y yesterday. Was it yesterday or Saturday?
At the gym.
Saturday. Yeah, in the gym. I'll tell you.
See, that's the kind of stuff that keeps happening. It's got to stop.
And I got a bloody nose out of it.
This is going to be good.
Yeah.
People think that, you know what, people get attention for being snarky, and so people think that the snarkiness is what matters now. And we reward it, by the way, because that's what people on talk radio, that's what people in the media, they talk about when people are snarky.
Yeah. All right. This is not snarkiness. This is a focus on your health and well-being. The dietary nitrates and super beets, sourced from non-GMO beets. Do I have to introduce... Don't you think after 3 years, pretty much everybody knows about super beets, at least in terms of...
I don't know. I've been telling a lot of friends, and they've never heard of it. Yeah.
Tell them to go to DougLikesBeets.com?
Always. Like, hello, I hand out business cards and say DougLikesBeets.com.
That was you? Somebody handed me a card on the street.
I have flyers posted all over Manhattan.
You. Woo-hoo.
But no, it's amazing to me that, well, I think if you're in the health and wellness community, and I think if you're somebody who's, like the three of us, we're sort of constantly reading about health and wellness, we know about it. But I think the mainstream hasn't caught on yet, and that kind of surprises me. I mean, I went to visit my doctor last Thursday, and the first thing she said to me, she said, are you back on Super Beets? And I said, yeah, how did you know? And she was like, you have so much more color in your face. Yeah. And that was the first thing she said when I walked in the office.
The blood gets into your skin, and that gives you good color. Good for you. All right, so let's take Victoria's lead and her advice and call 800-655-4183, or better yet, as she suggested, with all those placards all over New York, go to DougLikesBeets.com and order your first supply. If you haven't gotten in on it, you get 3 months you pay for, you get the fourth month free. Four canisters of Super Beets at DougLikesBeets.com, so you can have a beautiful, a lovely, colorful face like Victoria when you grow up. DougLikesBeets.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Big non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My anthems from as a jock from the 60s and early 70s, the music of Sister Sledge was paramount, and it worked its way through the disco era, as I remember. One of the sisters is Joni. She was actually the lead singer on this song. We are a family. She died over the weekend at the age of 60, lived in Phoenix. Not sure how she died. She had not been ill. She and her sisters, Debbie, Kim, Kathy, were Sister Sledge, and it was one of the sounds of Philadelphia. You know, there's an interesting reality in pop music from the 60s and the 70s. A lot of people, thought that all of the R&B and the heavy black music came from Motown, which was not true at all. A lot of great stuff came out of Motown, but the sound of Philadelphia was something that came along more late 60s and through the 70s, through the disco era. But there were tons of great, the mother, father, sister, and brother. Remember MFSB? You probably don't remember any of that stuff.
No.
there were a lot of the OJs came out of Philadelphia. This was something about the sound, this sound, and the smoothness of it that was different. It just was the sound of Philadelphia was a competing sound for Motown. And a lot of these, some of the groups even were New York groups that went down to Philadelphia to record. Anyway, so this group and their success, they were part of the combination of Bernard Edwards and now Rogers from the group Chic, part of the disco jam era. This is disco.
One night,
listen to this. This is Sister Sledge. This is Joni. I was cruising.
with my favorite gang.
I love disco music. Loved it. Loved it. You've heard me say many times, perhaps, how much I love my anthem. If I could play every single day of my life, Tavares's Heaven Must Be Missing an Angel, I would.
That's a good song. I like that.
Ah, it's a fabulous, fabulous song. And this is really a good song, too. But there's so many others. The Spinners came out of Philadelphia. So, again, you thought that all of the hit music from the good black singers and black groups coming out of Detroit, not the case. Tavares, as a matter of fact, was from New Bedford, Massachusetts, although they got sort of assimilated into the Philadelphia sound. They were not at all. None of that. A few other groups that were, let's see, there was a group from Buffalo. I'm trying to remember the name of it now. I can't. So, let's move to another area that celebrates another group. I suppose could we call Salt and Pepper a group?
Of
Jennifer?
Course. Yeah. It's an awesome group is what we could call them.
All right. So this is considered to be a hip-hop trio. Still going strong. When did you first hear them, Jennifer? You would have been
about
3 years
old? I was a fan from the very beginning, which was probably in the early 90s, I think.
Yeah. And so,
every word to almost every Salt and Pepper song. Well, at least all their hits.
So they're going on the road this summer, apparently, yes?
Yeah, right. And they have like 8 songs. I've seen them in concert before.
Have you?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. They have about eight hits, yeah. And it's fun. It's fun.
Is it? What do they look like?
8 big hits. They still look great, actually. They're still in great shape.
Really?
Still rocking it, yeah.
Yeah. All right, the I Love the 90s tour, Vanilla Ice, Coolio, Color Me Bad, that kind of stuff coming up this summer. 28 after the hour. Yeah. If looks could kill you, would be and knew the upper
shotgun bang. What the fuck that thing? Work ethic isn't built overnight. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. To genuinely build work ethic, it's important to work hard at all things, not just the things you like. Sure, there will be things towards which you gravitate, and in those areas, working hard will come much easier. But work ethic is built by your approach to everything you do, in every task, in every moment. How you approach the moment and task is defining how you build your work ethic. And look, work ethic will carry you a very long way. Now, of course, we want to be mindful of the concept of working smarter, not harder, but we also want to be mindful of the ways in which we are training ourselves to work hard by the work ethic we have in all things we do. For inspiration and motivation along the way, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 6 other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that has worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Out, baby, tenemos tremendo lío. Last night you didn't go a la casa de tu tío. Resulta ser, hey, you were at a party higher than the sky, you borrachada de Bacardi.
No,
I bet you didn't know que conocía el cantinero.
This is not the sound of Philadelphia. What are you surprising me with?
And wasting my dinero.
This is Mellow Mayonnaise, yes. Dougie.
Mellow Mayonnaise.
Not mayonnaise.
That's what
Mellow Man Ace. Mellow Man Ace.
Mellow Man
Mellow
Ace.
Mayonnaise.
So he's Mellow Man slash Ace.
Ace, right. We were... We were talking off the air about Salt and Peppa and how I had seen them in concert. And I said, yeah, in fact, it was really funny because they had like a one-hit wonder open for them. And I think it was Mellow Man Ace. I know I saw him in concert. I think that was the time. And he played 3 songs, and 2 of them were his hit songs. So he opened with this hit song, played one in the middle like an Oreo cookie, and then... played his song again. Right. And that was his opening set for Salt and Pepper. It was very funny.
All right, so we were talking about...
And the girls had never heard of this song. This is really? This is legit. This is a good song right here.
All right, so we're going to start a podcast, and you'll all have to figure, Kara, it's going to be more up to you and your timing of this, but we're going to do a weekly podcast of the conversations between Jennifer and Victoria and Kara that take place during the commercial breaks or the news breaks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to have an hour long, however, whatever it takes. Podcasts don't have to be any specific
length.
It'll
change every week.
But we'll be able to, you'll be able to find it on our blog, Talk Radio Connection, and iTunes, and wherever else we have TuneIn Radio. But we'll have, and we will promote it. It'll be the first podcast we've ever actually done that will get promoted, and actually would be, I think, probably become the most successful, almost as popular as Adam Carolla's podcast, I'm figuring. That's what I'm looking for. Aim high. Ladies who aim high, Yvonne Lynn, people in the news. Yvonne lives in the Washington Heights neighborhood of Manhattan. You know where that is, Victoria?
I do. I don't she go spends, there, but I do know where
no,
it is.
Well, it's a, yeah, it's not a nice place, no. Actually. She spends a couple of hours a day in the subway commuting to her job. She is a product designer, and she's pregnant. So she decided that she was going to reward the first man who offered her a seat on the subway. Now, if you see a picture of this woman, she is very, very pregnant. I saw a movie over the weekend, and the lady who produced it was one of the ladies from Downton Abbey. And I want to say, what's her name? You know who I'm talking about. It was it's a British movie.
Who'd she play? Who'd she play on Downton Abbey? Do you remember?
She played Mary, the daughter.
Oh, Michelle Dockery.
Dockery, that's right. Yeah. So she plays this pregnant woman in that movie. And I've never seen anybody look that pregnant in my life. I don't know if she was pregnant in real life or they just made her up to be that way. But I'm looking at a picture of this woman, Yvonne Lynn, who looks pretty much as pregnant as Dockery did in that movie. And so this is her second child. And over the course of her two pregnancies, she has found many women giving up their seats for her on the subway, but never has a man given up a seat. In two pregnancies, she's been waiting for the right moment. And so apparently last week, some dude offered her a seat. And so it made the hashtag number one decent dude, first man to offer subway seat to pregnant woman through two pregnancies. And so she and her husband have they made a trophy up for this guy, Ricky Barksdale, and gave it to him for standing up for her on the subway. I just thought, when I saw that, that's the kind of thing that I think, the kind of story or the kind of event that people love to feel good about. They love to pass it around. So it has been passed around a lot.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah, that went viral over the weekend.
Yeah.
It's really nice. I mean, I see men. That's too bad. Maybe it's just the subway line she's riding on. But I see guys offer their seats to elderly women all the time and to pregnant women. So that's too bad. But, I mean, women, obviously, I think are just a little more sensitive. So we're quicker to react and offer a seat to a pregnant woman. But
it also depends on the age of the men, too. Have you noticed that? I mean, I think young men, it's kind of lost on them. But once they start to get into their 30s, maybe, and 40s, that's when I think you start to see men act like men, or at least that's my experience.
And that is very much something, that is an action that a real man would take, frankly. There's so many people that are so spoiled, both men and women. And you're right, it is an age thing. All right, here's another good story from the world of, this is good in the way that it worked out. The story of Kelly Huron. I'm not pronouncing H-E-R-O-N, it could be Heron or Huron, who was involved in a 10-mile run through an area of Seattle, and this lady stopped to use a public bathroom. And she says she was drying her hair, became aware that something was going on in the facility that was wrong. She turned around, she said she saw a man standing in the bathroom. This is a woman's room. This guy's apparently, as it turns out, a registered sex offender, and he came after her. And I'm not going to go through the description of what he did to her, but she kept screaming, and then she escaped from her attacker, kept him at bay for a while, and then this guy came at her, and she apparently had been involved in some company-sponsored self-defense class.
Yeah.
And so she used what she learned to get rid of this guy, or to keep him off of her, or somehow or other change the course of events here. And so she's encouraging employers to offer this training to their employees as well. There's a survey in Runner's World magazine found 43% of women experience harassment while they're out running. What the hell is the matter with men? We were just talking about real men a moment ago. How does it? This is not real men. These aren't real men. These are worms. These are creeps. These are cretins. And some of them ought not to be out on the street, Frank. You know, we have this big conversation. There's a national conversation going on right now based on a lot of information that's been in movies like The 13th, Who's in Jail and Why Are They in Jail, which is a very appropriate conversation, I think, for us all to have with some regularity, because I think it needs to be monitored, and the public needs to be more aware of how many people are in jail that ought not to be in jail, and how many people are who are sent to jail are not really guilty. I mean, the system is so corrupt and so broken, and there's so many people in the system. And the corruption extends to both sides, people that go to jail that ought not to be there and people that get out of jail that ought not to get out. I have long maintained that rapists, people who sell drugs that hurt people, murderers, all have one shot and one shot only. And when they commit the crime, they go to jail and they never get out again.
I agree with
Meanwhile,
that.
Meanwhile, all of these other people that are in there for stupid drug offenses and other reasons that have to do with their color, the system is so broken. There's so many people in jail that ought not to be in jail. It is that part of that's even criminal. But just to have some guy like that was in for 10 years and then he got out, they don't change. Maybe
no,
they should
I
be
think there is something
else, but
wrong with people's brains that
yes.
either
oh, yeah.
that are predators. And there's yeah. been proof. There's been scientific evidence that people who prey on children and women, that they have something really that's wrong with the chemical makeup of their brain. It's not like making a mistake or bad decision making. Mm-hmm. This is something that's truly wrong with them.
Yep. So, anyway, I think that's something worthwhile to explore, and good for her. I guess she's okay yet, Victoria.
Yeah, she got a few cuts and bruises on her face, and she posted the pictures on her Instagram page along with the story. And this story has been picked up by everywhere right now. So, and I think it's the fact that just 3 weeks before the incident, she had gone through a 2-hour self-defense class that her company had paid for. I mean, my high school paid for all of us to have, I went to an all-girls school, and my high school paid for all of us to have self-defense training. And to this day, I remember almost all of it. And it's so important to be able to defend yourself. And she said, you know, she learned in the class where softer parts of the face and the skull were. So she was able to hit him in the right part, you know, just in the right part of the side of the head where it kind of stunned him. And then she knew to take her thumbs and, you know, and put pressure on his eyes and to where to hit him on the throat. I mean, she learned all those simple moves that can save a life. And it's great.
I might have used them in the fight I get into at the gym.
Yeah, what happened to you? Can you tell us about this now?
I'll tell you later on. One more. There's
Come
another
on.
Story here. People in the Governor Bill Haslam, a Republican from Tennessee, another person in the news. This is very unlikely because of the red and blue stuff and what we assume all Republicans are this. This is the problem with assuming that all people of certain stripes are the same, whether it's color, religion, economic reality, whatever it is. So here's this guy who's the governor of Tennessee, who is the leader of a free tuition movement, which I don't like this idea, but I think it's interesting he proposed it. The state made history a couple of years ago when this governor pushed the passage of an education bill that offers free community college to all new high school graduates. So that's the, I think Tennessee has maintained itself in the position of first in the country to do this sort of thing. He also made technical schools free to residents of the state, no matter how long ago they graduated. So if you owe money for your stint in tech school, and the state will pay it off. Now he's pushing for an expansion in Tennessee that would make it the first state to offer free community college to nearly all adults who don't have a post-secondary degree. So,
This isn't the first state, though, because I was talking to my mom over the weekend about this, and she was in high school in California, and she went to Santa Monica Junior College, which was free, and eventually she said the state couldn't afford to pay for it anymore, so the program went away. It's not anymore. But she said it was something that, you know, attendance was up, and junior college was free, and then you went on to a four-year college, then you had to pay for that. But the, I guess, incentive at the time was, you know, they wanted anyone who could make the grades to get into community college or trade school.
Here's my exasperation with this. I think you don't appreciate it if you don't work for it.
I agree.
I don't think.
I think something free, they just, people.
And it isn't
people
free.
Want it, but they
I'm
can't.
I'm paying, or whoever the Tennessee
it.
Taxpayers are, they're the ones there that are paying for it. It's a nice sentiment and kind of cool if there was a way to get businesses. Here's the way.
Well, if you qualify with grades, though, I mean, that was a rule that my mom had.
Okay. But here's the. I think this is.
You can't just be a D student and just keep floating.
No, but here's a way to perhaps make it better, more incentivized. There's a different tax. I'm a great believer in using the tax code to incentivize actions. Like you've heard me say 100 times, if I've said it once, there should be here, especially in California, but elsewhere, where there are horrible traffic jams during commuter hours, the government ought to incentivize through some kind of tax credit, giving, especially, there's so many 24-hour-a-day businesses now.
Staggered work schedules.
It used to be, you know, we had normal 8 to 5 or 8 to 6, that kind of stuff. But now, there's so many businesses, especially in big cities like Los Angeles, where Jennifer and I are, or in Boston and New York and Washington, that they ought to be incentivized for staggered schedules, as Jennifer is just suggesting, because the traffic doesn't work, the environment loses from it. And so in this case, I would couple this sort of a thing with some kind of tax incentive to have companies that are looking for employees. The tech schools are a good example. All right, so we need lots of heating and air conditioning people. And so these people go through the school, and then they're hired by companies are incentivized to hire the people who have gone through school. They pay in part through tax credits for the education, and we've got another person working that might not be working. Does that make more sense, or does that just sound like I'm just playing with the chairs on the Titanic?
No, I think it's right. I mean, we just went through a mayor's race in Los Angeles, and the mayor went on TV and said, oh, I've solved traffic. Well,
Balong.
It sure doesn't feel like you've solved traffic, because I feel like...
That guy's the biggest BSer. All these mayors, must be some of the water here. The mayors of Los Angeles, I've been here this is my 24th winter in Los Angeles. I can't remember there being a mayor that was anything other than a big BSer.
Oh, he said he solved traffic and he solved the homeless problem. Meanwhile, I spent half of my life in traffic, and I come home to a homeless woman squatting on my patio.
And I went into the Y yesterday, and there was a guy peeing on the ramp to get into the. Into the why. Come on.
Lovely.
But I think what's funny is that a lot of times their idea is to just throw money into programs or something, which it's fine. I mean, they're obviously programs work to some extent, but like with traffic, Doug, you bring up a great point, because when LA had the Olympics back in the 80s, they offered tax incentives to people who did staggered work schedules, and the traffic all but disappeared. Why they don't talk about this or talk about tax credits, I just don't know why that's... I mean, just because you're a Democratic candidate for mayor doesn't mean that you can't think about tax credits. I mean, give me a break.
It's the poison of our political system, the poison of identification. Like, we're just talking about this guy in Tennessee, just because he's a Republican, people think it's amazing. No, it's not. The guy's got a brain. He's got some ideas, whether you agree with them or not. But that's really the problem here with this poison, the poison in the air around politics. 10 minutes for the hour.
Yeah. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
T3 after the hour, Tech Talk time here on the DJV Experience, brought to you by the folks who are helping you to hire, ZipRecruiter.com. So there's a new dating app if you're a couch potato. Victoria's going to tell you about that in a moment. Plus, Nike's got some new shoes. Papa's got a brand new bag.
Right.
And the FCC is going to investigate AT&T. Man, it's about time. There's no good bums. All right, so if you're hiring, you're a good guy. We like people who are hiring. We want people to make sure that their jobs are all filled with good qualified candidates. And so I'm doing my part through the DJV Experience to help you post your job in a way that will earn you the accolade of finding quality candidates. People that work with you will say, oh, this new guy is really great. Or this new woman you just hired to do this, that, or the other thing, she's fabulous. How'd you find her? All the top job sites are in the perusal of ZipRecruiter.com. So let me tell you how this works. You post your job to ZipRecruiter, and it immediately sends out its talents to all the job sites. There are a couple hundred of them anyway. All the social media sites that are working. Just one click to ZipRecruiter.com, and you're all set to the world, if you will. ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface makes even somebody like me able to pull this off. No juggling emails, no calls to the office. You're quickly screening your candidates, rating them, and hiring them. ZipRecruiter.com. And because of the power of our mind and our personality, I convinced the people at ZipRecruiter to allow you to use it free. So that's even better, right? How do they do it? I don't know, and I'm not worried about it. I'm just concerned about you hiring the best people. So go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV for free job postings. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time, try it free at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, Victoria, tell us about this new dating app.
Well, if you don't like the idea of being matched up with someone based on things that you mutually hate, like the hater app that Kara has been experimenting with.
Really?
There is a new app called Lime, L-I-M-E, and it's a free dating app. And it matches, if you have a somewhat sedentary lifestyle, it will match you up with someone else who also has a sedentary lifestyle. It's the first dating app to match you up using your data from your iOS health app on your iPhone. So if you use your health app, it tracks your steps every day, tracks your heart rate and things like that. So if you have, say, if you're someone who's more ambitious during the day physically and you take 10,000 steps, obviously you're not going to want to date someone who takes 1,000 steps a day. Right. So
you want to get somebody who's about to have a heart attack, go on this site.
But it also does work. I mean, it is kind of funny to say it's the couch potato app, but it also does work for more active people who can get matched up with other active people. So it is really interesting. I mean, they say basically that, you know, you can, by being matched up with someone who has the same active lifestyle or inactive lifestyle, that gives you a lot in common right from the beginning, which could be true. So if you're interested in someone, all you do is the usual, you know, swipe right. And if it's a match, then you can start things off by sending one of 3 go requests. Meet up now, go out for coffee or grab a bite. And if you're not ready to leave the couch, you can also start an old-fashioned chat.
All right, speaking of activity, Nike's got a new high-tech shoe, a running shoe. I wonder if it's made with the 5 cent an hour labor.
I do not know. I don't know where Nike's made, actually.
Well, it's made in places where they don't have to pay a lot for labor, I'll tell you that.
Vietnam, maybe?
Middle East. Far East. Yeah.
Well, Nike hopes that this spring will witness a feat of human athleticism, which a lot of people have always thought was impossible. It's the 2-hour marathon. And it's a goal that runners and scientists who work with Nike have been working for.
Next week is the L.A. Marathon. Stay out of town. What a nightmare it is here.
I'm sure. Well, the New York Marathon is, gridlock everywhere. So they've been working for 3 years on research and development, and Nike believes they finally have the technology. So its new shoe is called the Zoom Vaporfly Elite, and they claim that it makes any runner 4% faster. So they have, it's only 7 ounces, that's the weight, which is only an ounce heavier than what the Olympians run in from Nike. And it has a 3D knit outer and an outer shell and an inch thick foam sole inlaid with a carbon fiber plate, which helps spring the runner forward every time you take a step. So
like
this will hit the shelves.
Spring forward, fall back.
Yep, and so this is going to hit shelves in June, consumer versions of it. Three runners are going to be testing this out in marathons this spring.
Okay.
And so this spring and summer, they'll be on the market.
FCC says it's going to investigate the cause of an outage that prevented AT&T wireless customers from connecting to 911 last week. So let's see what they come up with. Probably a line of BS.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.